This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So there's a sefer called Toldos Adam, which is somewhat a biography and Divrei Musar on the tzaddik Rav Zalmala of Elazhin. Rav Zalmala of Elazhin. So the story goes that one time Rav Zalmala had a big tshuka and cheshek to learn from a certain sefer. The problem was the sefer was behind a chest, and the chest was very heavy. It was the weight that typically you need three people to carry. So Rav Zalmala walked back and forth. He paced back and forth, and he began to repeat over the statement of Chazal and Erevin. Loi b'shamayim hi. This week's parasha, the pasuk, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis, and Chazal say on the pasuk that the Torah is not in heaven, but if it would be in heaven, you'd have to go up and get there. Loi me'ever layami. It's not across the sea, but if it was across the sea, you'd have to get there. And he repeated over the statement of Chazal again and again and again and again with a very sweet voice of Chiba and Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until he was able to engender within himself tremendous strength and kayach and energy, and he walked over to the chest and he lifted up the chest b'derech nes upela, and he was able to get the sefer. In other words, from this pasuk, Chazal derived that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam does not expect us to go up to the heavens because the Torah is not there, but if it would be there, then we would have to go there. How could we go there? But it's not humanly possible. No, it must be. It is humanly possible, because Hashem wouldn't have expected it of us if it wasn't humanly. So it means a person has unlimited energy and kayach that they could tap into if need be. But another story is brought that Rav Zalmala was learning in a shul in the city of Schnippeshek, which actually is like a story in novels, in Jewish novels, but it's actually a real city. It's actually the city of Schnippeshek, and it's a city adjacent to Vilna. And in the middle of the night, he had a tremendous longing for a certain sefer that was in Vilna. So in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, he jumps out of his bed, and in the freezing cold, he goes to Vilna. His body is shaking from the cold. He takes the sefer, he learns what he needs, and he comes back. So they asked him, what are you doing? Why do you need to go in the middle of the night to read from the sefer? It's freezing, it's sakanas nefashas. Why would you do that? So Rav Zalmala explained, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk says, loy me'ever layam hi, loy b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heaven, it's not across the sea, from which Chazal derive, if it would be in the heaven, and if it would be across the sea, you would have to go there. Says Rav Zalmala, if you would have to go to outer space, and you would have to go to the other end of the earth, a small distance between Schnippeshek and Vilna, at the very least, that's something that we could do. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.